The Return of Ulysses by François-Xavier Fabre. This superb painting, acquired by the museum when it came up for sale recently on the open market, sheds new light on Fabre's work in Florence, beyond his well-known commissions for society portraits. Fabre painted this Homeric subject, hitherto relatively little known in art, in 1799, the year in which French troops returned to Tuscany. Returning from the Trojan War, Ulysses arrives at his palace, disguised as a beggar. As a gesture of hospitality and welcome, the nursemaid Eurycleia washes his feet and recognizes the wound on his knee received many years before during a boar hunt. The hero prevents her from revealing the secret by placing his hand roughly over her mouth. His wife, Penelope, sitting in the background on the left of the picture, is absorbed in melancholy daydreams and does not notice the drama unfolding nearby. Fabre's painting is inspired by an antique relief and works by his master, David. The protagonists are placed towards the front of the picture, in an enclosed space defined by the colonnade flanked by heavy drapes. The bold chiaroscuro highlights the expressive faces and gestures. The dark reds, shades of gold, and fugitive shadows are in striking contrast to the figure of Penelope, reminiscent of the distant, dreamlike beauty of an antique sculptural group. The highly stylized forms, the careful archaeological accuracy of the furnishings, and the refined use of color are characteristic of Fabre's Florentine period, when he strove to achieve a synthesis of the art of David, Vien, and Flaxman.